And we are deeply indebted to Rabbi Glatz, who will be making two presentations back to back, a little break in the middle. But we thank him so much, not just for this morning's presentation, but for being a role model for all the young people in our community. You can do both. That's what our yeshiva stands for. That's what the Jewish people stand for. We are involved in the world. Avraham Avinu said, "Ger v'toshav anochi imachem." We're involved in the world, but we're also different. We celebrate January 1st different. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah, Hischachas, newness different. You can do both. Please give your undivided attention to Rabbi Dr. Aaron Glatz.
Thank you, Rabbi Kamenetsky, for that extremely overly generous introduction. Thank you to this wonderful Mossad of Torah, to this wonderful yeshiva, for being such a stronghold of Torah in our neighborhood, and for being today an opportunity for me and all of you to be Marbitz Torah together, a day when many of the secular world is still sleeping with a hangover. We, Baruch Hashem, are up early to daven and to learn Torah. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. So let's talk a little bit about what does it mean. What does it mean for a person to follow the advice of the Torah? So I'm going to try to bring in a number of texts to illustrate some of the points I'm going to make. But in reality, I don't think I'm going to say anything that everybody in this room doesn't already know. But sometimes we forget, and sometimes we think of things as being somewhat, it's a good idea, but it's not a mitzvah. That makes sense, but not for me. And what I'm going to try to do today is show you, sometimes chapter and verse, sometimes the words of our holy Shulchan Aruch and Rishonim, what they actually say about Shmiras HaGuf, protecting yourself, keeping yourself healthy. So when you come out, hopefully, from today's program, you won't say, that's a good idea for me to do this preventative medicine thing. It's not just a good idea that I not do this activity because it's dangerous. But you'll approach it in the same way that you should hopefully approach when somebody gives you a cheeseburger. And you say, that's asur. That's forbidden for me to do that activity. And many of the things dealing with health have the same exact level of prohibition as does our being told that we can't eat a cheeseburger. I want to start off reading from you some of the words from Rabbi Dr. Professor Avraham Steinberg Shlita, who wrote the encyclopedia, literally, on Refuah. He wrote the five-volume Sefer Encyclopedia, Hilchosis Refuis, which is a wonderful compendium. And I want to read you some of his thoughts, which are culled from Rishonim, Achronim, and from primary sources. And he says, Yesh Chova, there is an obligation. Lo rak lihimona me'asiyah surah. We Jews have to go through life not just not doing bad. Ela gam lasos tov. We have a positive commandment as well as a negative command. We have don't do bad, but we also have do good. Sur meira va'asei tov. You have to stay away from the bad, and you have to do the good. Hem shnei chalokim shovim. These are two equal important ideas. Lefikach, lo rak sheyesh isur al maasim hapogim bizoles v'amazikim lo. Not only are there things that we have to stay away from because they are dangerous, and we'll see the sources, what does it mean something is halachically dangerous? Elo sheyesh mitzvah chiyuvis. We likewise have an obligation to do certain activities to protect ourselves. And he adds, we have an obligation, one of our essential obligations as Shomer Torah Mitzvos, is l'kadesh esachol, to sanctify the mundane. Ulahalos esachulin l'madrego shel kedusha. And to lift up things that are not intrinsically holy. Eating healthy is not something that people in the secular world would say, that's a dover shebekidusha. But our job is to take such things and make them holy. To elevate them. And therefore, with that preamble, if you wish, in mind, that our job is to do and not do certain things, they're equally important as part of being a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. I'm going to divide what I have to say really into two parts, not so clearly section A, section B. But there'll be a hashkafic type of an approach that I'll outline, as well as a halachal mais, a very, very practical approach, and I know it'll be supplemented so beautifully. I just took a list at some of the wonderful people that you have today giving the breakout sessions. Kenai Nahari, you have wonderful Talmidei Chachamim and role models to learn from in all of the breakout groups. Most of you said just now, Gesundheit, or something like that, when I sneezed. Now that wasn't a real sneeze. I want to teach you how you're supposed to sneeze into your arm. That's part of the new protection that we're supposed to do. We don't sneeze into our hands anymore. I perfected that sneeze many times in my younger years to get out of class. It's a great way. Rebbe, I sneezed 3 times. I have to go and see a doctor. But much more importantly, why did everybody say Gesundheit or God bless you or something like that when I sneezed? The answer is from this week's parsha. Parshas Vayechi tells us, Hinei Avicha Choleh. Yosef is told that his father, Yaakov Avinu, is sick. And the first important hashkafic idea that I'd like to discuss is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create sickness? Why are we having a day, a Yom Iyun, devoted to health? Wouldn't it have been a lot simpler for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, nobody gets sick, we don't have to worry about this health stuff, then let's just sit down and learn Torah? Why do we have to spend so much of our lives dealing with illness? And this really starts from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu saw that when Yitzchak was about to get married, the people were confusing him and Yitzchak. They looked identical. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, that Yitzchak looked exactly like Avram Avinu. To get the naysayers, the late Sonei Hador, who was saying, yeah, sure, Avram Avinu was the father of Yitzchak, right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tremendous nes against these late Sonei Hador, so he shouldn't say the horrible Lashon Hara. So Avram Avinu said, now that I look so much like Yitzchak, it's not good. People mistakenly think I'm Yitzchak, Yitzchak's me, and they don't give the proper respect to a Zokain, to an older person, that the older person deserves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me look old. Let me get physically old. Earlier, it tells us, Avraham v'sara zekeinim. So there, the Mefarshim, the Marsha, and others say, that was talking just about chronological. But now, when Avraham Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me get old. When he asks Hashem, please, I need people to be able to differentiate between younger and older people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. Now the Marsha says he's talking about physically getting old, getting a little weaker, getting grayer. Why is this good? Because we need to know the proper respect for an older person. On a similar level, in this week's parasha, Hinei Avicha Choleh, we have the same idea. Yaakov was very concerned that he wouldn't be able to put his affairs in order. If a person suddenly dies, the Medrash, the Psikta, others tell us that the way it used to be was a person would sneeze and his neshama would leave him and he would just die suddenly, instantaneously, with no warning. Wasn't in the ICU with tubes connected to him for 2 weeks. He didn't have a slow, dwindling process, and Nebuch then passed away, but instantly he was walking around on the street in the full vim and vigor, and suddenly would sneeze and he would die. And Yaakov said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boy Rachmi, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy to let me please be sick before I get old. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, it's a good idea. And sickness entered the world. I'm not sure many of us would have asked what Yaakov Avinu asked. But from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you are right, we know that that's actually good for the world. That's actually a good thing. And therefore the custom came about that when people sneezed, they would say, Gesundheit, God bless you, because in the past that meant automatic death, and now it didn't. So we remind ourselves of this medrash every time we say to somebody, Salud, or anything. Every culture has this. It's so interesting. Every language, every culture has this concept of saying something when you sneeze. When you burp, most people don't say something. You cough, people don't say something. But every culture, when you sneeze, every ethnic group across the world, it's a very interesting anthropological phenomenon that is, of course, rooted in the Torah. Because every culture had the same thing. Everybody across the world used to die when they sneezed. So the anthropologists will look for all sorts of ways to go figure this out. The Medrash tells us exactly why it occurred. So the bottom line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us sickness for a purpose. What is that purpose? So I want to read to you what some of the great Chazal said about sickness, why it's important to us. I'm reading to you first from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which the commentators, the Yalkut Yehuda, comments on, and he says, Hinei avicha chole, that loshon, hinei, behold, he says, is a loshon of simcha. The word hinei represents a loshon of simcha. Where does he get this from? He brings this from, Hinei hu yotze likrosecha, v'ruacha v'somach b'libo, when Aaron goes out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu, in next week's parasha, is going to come back after he left Mitzrayim and comes back, Aaron, who was the leader of Klai Yisrael for many, many decades, the Torah testifies he was thrilled and happy to see his brother come and now take over. And it uses this lashon of hinei. And he darshins out from here that hinei is a lashon of simcha. So there's a great simcha involved with sickness. L'chein amru sha'at simcha ha'isa machmas. He himself asked for this and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to it. That's a great simcha. Why? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shiyeh p'nai l'kol echod mibonov lovo mimekomo lachios etzlo b'shas misa. This is to make sure that he could put his affairs in order. His children were stretched out all across Eretz Goshen, across all of Mitzrayim. And here he was on his deathbed. And if he just suddenly died, he wouldn't be able to tell them all the things that he needed to tell them to put his financial, his spiritual, all other affairs in order. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is a very good idea. Sickness is a good idea. As difficult and as unwelcome as it is, it actually serves a purpose. He adds that why did Yaakov Avinu ask for this and not Avram or Yitzchak? And he has a very beautiful digression about the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael. He said, Yaakov Avinu knew he was going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but he wasn't living in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, there's a Yerushalmi that says, the Amoraim came, one of the Amoraim came up from Babel, was being buried in Eretz Yisrael, and they said, how dare he come and be Metame Eretz Yisrael HaKidosha? He didn't want to live here in his lifetime, he just wants to be buried here. So Yaakov Avinu was scared. He said, I'm not living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm just going to go to be buried there. So I need Yisurim. I need to have afflictions put upon me to be metahir me, to give me a kapara before I die. So therefore, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I won't be metame the land. I'll go there as a pure person. And that is one major approach that the Gedolei Yisrael have taken towards why we have pain and suffering, why we have illness. It's there, these Yisurim, these afflictions are there to make us a better person. Chazal tell us, don't ask for them, we don't want them, we don't want their reward. We're allowed, mechuyev, obligated to do everything possible to prevent such afflictions. But when we do get them, Rachmana Litzlan, we obviously have to do everything we can to alleviate them. And for what we cannot alleviate, we accept Yisurim Ba'ahava. And that's the approach one has to have towards illness. And therefore, the flip side of the coin is, that's the approach one has to have towards preserving health, maintaining health, and making sure that we do everything possible so that we don't get sickness. That's not a contradiction. But that's part of the plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in. The Boy Rachme, when Yaakov Avinu asked for this, he wasn't demanding that everybody get sick. He said, this should be the way of the world to give us an opportunity to do certain things. But it's not contradictory to say that we also have an obligation to do everything possible to prevent us from getting sick. With that little overview, I'd now like to go to halacha lemaisa, practical ideas that you'll all hopefully recognize on your own. But I want to bring you the Gedolei HaPoskim and tell you what they said about certain activities. I want to read to you from the Rambam. The Rambam is brought down over here in the Sefer, another wonderful Sefer, the Nishmas Avraham, also a five-volume set by Rabbi Dr. Abraham, one of the really renowned Talmidei Chachamim, who's also a physician, a real Talmidei Chachamim that are physicians, who wrote also an unbelievable compendium, written and reviewed every word in his compendium, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach Zatzal, and Rav Nuert, Rav Ben Chaim Shlita. So this book has really kedusha from the author as well as from the reviewers, who didn't just write a haskama at the front without seeing the sefer, but literally he writes, they reviewed every single line and every single quotation. And he quotes the Rambam here as follows. He brings down from Hilchos Deos, the fourth parak, Hoil, the Yos Haguf Bari Visholem. Guf has to be healthy. The body is healthy. Why? Shahare Efshar, it's impossible. Sheyodin Oyeda Dovar Miyidias Habore Vucholem. It is impossible to be a Shomer Torah Umitzvos. Impossible. This is a lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam was a doctor also. He says it's impossible for a person to fulfill the Torah, to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, if he's sick. Impossible. That's the E-F-shar. Not okay, you won't do it so well. It says it's impossible to fulfill the Torah if you're sick. Therefore, the Rambam writes in his Halacha Sefer, not in his philosophical works, but in the Mishneh Torah, his Halacha Sefer, the Rambam said, you can throw away everything else. Just take my Sefer and you can be a 100% observant Jew. So this is brought down in his Halacha work. Tzorich laharchik odom atzmo midvorim hama'abdin es haguf. You must stay far away. You are not allowed to engage in practices that cause a person harm. Hama'abdin es haguf. To destroy the body, and ulahanik atzmo midvarim hamavrim, and you must participate in activities that will keep you healthy. This is the halacha that the Rambam brings down. Ah, maybe we don't possibly like this Rambam. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Tov Chof Zayim. Which incidentally, I was surprised. Not every Shulchan Aruch has. Some of them end the Tav Chav Vav. I just noticed that now. When I happened to have, when I was learning to prepare for this shiur, I happened to have learned the different times in two different Shulchan Aruch. So one Shulchan Aruch didn't have Tav Chav Zayin. It's the last Simon. So I don't know if it was a printer's error or there's something deeper, mysterious going on over here. But let's clearly state that this is part of Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, writes that a person has to be very, very careful. Mitzvahs asay, a positive Torah commandment. Lahasiro uli shamer uli zar bidover yofer. You have to stay healthy. Don't participate or engage in anything that is dangerous. Shenemar, and he quotes the pasuk. He shamer lecho shmor nafshicha. You have to go, Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, you have to go and keep yourself healthy. Farshim bring down a lot of interesting drush on that. It says, the Lashon, Vushmor Nashichon Ma'od. I didn't read the rest of the Pasuk. By the Nefesh, you have to really Ma'od. By the Guf, Yishamer Lecha. It's enough to just watch it. The nefesh is more important than the guf. But as you'll see, Chazal tell us that you can't have a nefesh without a guf. You can't have a guf without a nefesh. So the two are intertwined. And if a person doesn't take good care of the guf, yisham ulecha, you will not be able to take care of the nefesh. And you find a similar idea in the pasuk, Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita quoted from Yehoshua. In Parachal Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yeshua says, Nishmartim ma'od l'nafsho seichem. And on that Pasuk, the Metzudas David quotes, Ba'avur kiyum nafsho seichem. You have to stay healthy in order to keep your neshama going. And this is codified as well in the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, who quote this, Shmiras haguf mevi l'shmiras hanefesh. If you protect your body, then you're really protecting your soul. The two are intrinsically intertwined. Chazal tell us, for a person who makes this intermingling 100%, so then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the soul from the body, so it's like plucking a hair from water, from milk, the Lashon of the Gemara. It's very non-painful, very simple. That's miso b'nishika. The kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no pain involved. But somebody whose body and guf are at odds with each other, so then the Gemara uses a terminology, which I'll change to put into our engineering type of terminology. It's like if you have a brand that goes into a wall, and you try to pull that out, that's specifically made that it's going to pull a chunk of wall out with it if you try to remove that nail. And that's very painful. And the Gemara says that somebody whose body and guf are at odds with each other, whose body and neshama are at odds with each other, it's extremely painful when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the soul back. Because the soul says, hey, I got used to living in this body, and all the non-holy things that this body did, and the neshama doesn't want to leave. And the neshama has to be ripped, literally, out of the wall, out of the guf of this person, and returned, and that's very painful. So we have this idea, you have to watch yourself carefully, codified in the Rambam, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But I want to introduce you to a famous machlokes. Famous machlokes of doctors. Rabbi doctors, if you wish. Arguably the greatest doctor that's mentioned in the Gemara, Shmuel. Shmuel was a physician. And arguably the greatest doctor post Gemara times, the Rambam. Doctor versus doctor. It's not in the New England Journal of Medicine, but a famous machlokis. In the Yerushalmi, Shmuel is quoted as being carried around from place to place. If we go give a Yom Iyun, maybe for future Yom Iyunim, the speaker, Shmuel, was carried in a very, very fancy way from one area to the other area. The Pnei Moshe explains, Pnei Moshe is one of the major commentators on the Yerushalmi, and the Pnei Moshe explains that he wanted to conserve his energy. He didn't want to exercise. Because you never know when you're going to need it, when you're older. So he wanted to conserve his energy. Shteit Beferish. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi says, the Dr. Shmuel held. Don't exercise. Conserve your energy. What does the Rambam have to say about this? So the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam says, Od klal, omro b'riyas aguf. The Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, in the fourth parak, he gives you an entire chapter of preventative medicine. It's 23, I think, Seif in there. Goes through detail after detail, how to eat, what not to eat. If you ever, I'll tell you a little secret, read some of that stuff there. And you don't like your vegetables or your fruits or spinach or stuff like that, and go tell your mom, next time she serves it, listen, I'd love to eat it, but the Rambam says it's dangerous. So Rambam has some different viewpoints than we might have from a nutritional point of view, and I'll discuss that in a moment, what happens when you have a stira from the Gemara or the Rambam with modern medicine. But the next time any of you don't want to eat something, go look in that Perek Daled, Hilchos Deis, and see if you can find support. So instead of telling your parents, I don't want to eat that stuff, you say, I'm a holy Jew. I'm just trying to follow what the Rambam says. So the Rambam writes there in that Perek Daled, exercise, you work hard. Ain choli balov. Rambam was working out at the gym, lahavdol. The Rambam felt that exercise is very good. So what do you have over here? You have a machlokes between the Yerushalmi, Shmuel, and the Rambam. The Rambam usually can't argue with the Gemara, although he does many times. So what's the support for the Rambam that he's arguing, A, with an Amora, and there doesn't seem to be support in the Gemara to substantiate his claim that exercise is good for you. The Gemara seems to say exercise is bad for you. So there are 2 to 3 standard answers that are given to this. Very important for us to understand. It's a fundamental idea. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, is quoted, and I've heard this as well from others, and he writes, Yesh kan stira. There's a contradiction. No way to reconcile it, except to say, essentially the idea of Nishtana Hateva, times have changed, or they were wrong. Nowhere does it say, again, this is not some modern Orthodox rabbi saying this, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Say, nowhere does it say that every piece of medical advice found in the Gemara even, or found in early sources, is Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And in fact, the Rambam writes himself, this is based upon the study and understanding of science by the scientists and physicians of those days. It is not 100% Torah L'Amito, but it's the state of the art in those days. And therefore, we don't have to follow the medical advice. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I've never seen any Achron say otherwise, it is usur to blindly follow the medical advice of the Gemara. If you take any of the concoctions that the Gemara says are the appropriate antidotes for certain illnesses, you're usur. You're not allowed to follow it for various reasons. One is because we don't really understand the Gemara, and you may take the wrong thing and it may be dangerous for you. Or if it doesn't work, you're going to say, hey, what do they know? And if you say, what do they know about this? They don't understand it. So you can say the same thing about Malach on Shabbos, or Yesh Nochalin, in terms of inheritance laws. So therefore, Chazal have told us you're not allowed to follow the Gemara in terms of the medical advice. And therefore, the Rambam is allowed to argue with the Gemara. Because he's not arguing with the Gemara. He's arguing with the physicians of the Gemara's time. And the Rambam is much smarter. He's living hundreds of years after that. And therefore, science has progressed, and you're allowed to follow what the Rambam says, Kineged the Yerushalmi. Because the Rambam's doctor, the Rambam's medical knowledge is greater than the Gemara's medical knowledge. And therefore, this answers how we can ignore some of the things that the Rambam says in that same very parak. Because our medical understanding today is different. And A person has to follow what he sees. A person has to follow the advice of the secular scientists in terms of what is healthy and what is unhealthy. And therefore, one cannot bring proof from the Rambam that you shouldn't have certain vegetables or fruits. And you can't bring proof from the Yerushalmi that you shouldn't exercise. But in fact, you have to follow the medical advice of your day and apply that in the healthiest possible way, because that's a chiyuv to stay healthy. The second teretz was said over in the name of the Tzitz Eliezer, Zatzal, Eliezer Waldenberg. Another contemporary sage, is Nifter, a short few years ago, who wrote tremendously on medical halacha subjects. And he basically says the following. Shekosha b'ikor mishmul sheyagodol harofim. How did Shmuel do this over here? So he says, he gives a very beautiful lomdish teretz. He says that the Pnei Moshe is wrong. The Pnei Moshe said that Shmuel didn't want to do something because of exercise. He says the Pnei Moshe is wrong. Pnei Moshe was not a contemporary, he lived a couple of years before. Hundred of years or so before. But that's not the Yerushalmi. He says the real reason was Kavanat Torah. He says Shmuel got carried around from one place to the other, not because he was saving himself for older age, but because he wanted to make sure that the proper Kavanat Torah, thank you, the proper Kavanat Torah was given. So a totally different twist, a longish based medrash type of answer rather than the more generic, well, medical science has improved. What does this practically mean to us? I want to read to you one more section of Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is in Tav Chav Zayin and Choshen Mishpat. Kol HaOver al Dvarim Eilu. Anybody who transgresses these things that you shouldn't do because they're dangerous. Uchayotze behem. Anything that I don't know about at this time that subsequently scientists will discover and say, gee, that's really dangerous. V'homar, and he says, Hareini misakin biatzmi. U'mal yachayr malayakach. And what are you giving me a hard time for? I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Secular ethics, American law, says you're the balabos on your body. And you can do whatever you want as long as you're not harming anybody else. That is 1,000% keneged halacha. Absolutely not halachically correct. You don't have balas over your body. You don't have the right to do whatever you want. You don't have the right to overeat. You don't have the right to not exercise. You don't have the right to imbibe all sorts of dangerous substances. It is asur. And anybody who does, oh, ain't no makbid bakach. No, you're not doing it al shita. I want to drink because I like to drink. You're not doing it because there's a shita. I have a right to do whatever I want. You're doing it. You're just doing it. Ain't no makbid bakach. I'm not careful about not drinking too much. I'm not careful about not smoking. I'm not careful about not exercising. It's not a rasha. Just not careful. What should you do to such a person? If we had real bate dinim with power, makin oso makis mardus. You beat him up. You beat up a person who doesn't want to take good care of his body. There. Hanizor mayhem, and somebody who is careful. You don't have to beat him up to do these things. Olav tovo brocha tov. He should get a good brocha. The commentators over here said this is the end of Choshen Mishpat. He wanted to end off with the word brocha tov. We want to always end off with a nice positive statement. So therefore, you see clearly over here in Shulchan Aruch how a person has to act. I could read you more Rambams. I could read you more Shulchan Aruch. I'm running out of time. I want to give you some very practical specifics. One of the most unbelievable bad habits that is unfortunately far too common is cigarette smoking. I was thrilled to hear at the recent Aguda convention that some of the Gedolei Yisrael got up publicly, to my knowledge, not something that has been publicly stated beforehand. And they said, any Rebbe, and Baruch Hashem, I know it doesn't apply to this yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, but any Rebbe who smokes in front of a Talmud is a chote umachti. Said publicly at the Aguda convention. Any Rebbe who smokes in front of his Talmidim is not only a sinner, that's a strong word. Who do they use? Chote umachti. The paradigm of chote umachti is Yeravon ben Nevat. Is a sinner and causing other people to sin. How could anybody smoke when you have such a strong statement? Well, I'll tell you what people say. People say, well, Rav Moshe said it's okay to smoke. And that is such a common misconception that I felt obligated to address that here. Although I don't know if it's going to be addressed as well in some of the other sessions that you have. Everybody knows it's Rav Moshe. People who can't learn anything, they know this Rav Moshe. What I'm going to tell them is that they don't know this Rav Moshe, because they've heard that Rav Moshe said, and I'm going to show you word for word what Rav Moshe said. What Rav Moshe said in 1964, which was actually the year that the Surgeon General came out and said that smoking is dangerous to your health. First time, interesting juxtaposition of published material. And he writes, Vadai, certainly, mikevon sheyesh chashash, there's a concern, l'schalos mizeh, certainly there's a concern, if you smoke, you're going to get sick. Min haroi lizor mizeh, one should not smoke. I know how anybody could say that Rav Moshe said it's okay to smoke. That's the words that he used. What people are really focusing on, as Rav Moshe said, is that I can't show you chapter and verse where it's usur in the Torah. That's what Rav Moshe said. But he said, min haroi lizor mizeh, you should not do it. In a later tshuva, in 1981, Rav Moshe says, it is absolutely usur to smoke if it disturbs anybody else. Took New York State another 10, 15, 20 years to create all of the public smoking laws, which are absolutely based on the Igros Moshe, who says that it is forbidden to smoke. You didn't know that? Absolutely forbidden to smoke in most public places in New York based upon this Rav Moshe. That's where they got it from. And why is everybody looking at me so funny? This is the halacha in secular law as well as in halacha. And what Rav Moshe also said in another tshuva in 1981 is as follows. And this I can argue with Rav Moshe. I would not have the temerity to ever you say the word me and Rav Moshe in the same conversation, except Rav Moshe is bringing down medical facts based upon the physicians who happen to have spoken to Rav Moshe and based upon the science in 1981. And I'll read you Rav Moshe, and then I'll read you what the scientific facts are in 2010, although the data was from 2009. And Rav Moshe writes, Hakilkul Lachlos mizeh, the danger, the potential for disease from smoking, rak miut koton, is only a little bit. 1981 data. I think he was misinformed in 1981. Certainly wouldn't agree to it in 2009. And he writes, even if you take kolacholun hanimtsoim betotichholun, Rav Moshe doesn't have independent knowledge of this. This is what he's told by physicians. Physicians make mistakes. Rav Moshe doesn't make any mistakes. Physicians make mistakes. He was told that if you took all the cholim in the hospitals, even Bitsiruf, he says, Nimtu, and you take all the people in the houses that aren't sick, he says, way overwhelming the people not in the hospital versus the people in the hospital. And therefore, he says, Vadai, Elis, Ragulus, nobody should smoke. Everybody forgets, he keeps on saying, don't smoke, don't smoke. He's just not telling you it's also to smoke. But Rav Moshe says over here, I can't tell you that there's an adequate enough medical risk for me to assume it. So I'll tell you the data from 2009. Okay? One half, that's 50%. I don't know if it means ruba. It's at least 50% of the people who smoke have some complication from smoking. That's not a small amount. 70% overall higher death rate, smokers versus non-smokers. Quote, smoking is the principal cause of preventable disease, disability, and premature death in the United States. End quote. Centers for Disease Control. Does that fit into Rav Moshe's knowledge, medical knowledge? Ha-kilkul mizehu alkol pachos rak miut klotan? Absolutely not. And I would never have the chutzpah to say what Rav Moshe would hold, but if Rav Moshe was given these facts based upon the statements in his tshuva, it's absolutely clear to me that Rav Moshe would say that smoking is awesome. Which, by the way, the vast majority of contemporary Gedolim do say. As I'll read to you from Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef says, Matovu manoim lihimona be'ishum sigarios, bichlal. Should absolutely not smoke. Shomer nafsho yirochek mimenu. Somebody who's interested in preserving his health, which is a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch, is absolutely forbidden to do so. Kvar Sira Torah. And then, this is not known. It's a shame that everybody doesn't know this Chofetz Chaim. The reason they don't know it, because it's not in the Mishnah Berurah. But this Chofetz Chaim, which is found in his Sefer Likutei Amorim, Perek Yud Gimel, Chofetz Chaim, who predates Rav Moshe, and is the final arbiter for Halacha, for most Ashkenazic Jews, writes, Hamargil atzmo beishum sigarios. If somebody smokes cigarettes, over, he is transgressing. The word over means he's violating halacha. Ve'osid hu litein esadin. And when you're 120, but you won't live to be 120 if you smoke, so when you're 40 or 50, and you tain din v'cheshbon, you're going to be held accountable. You committed suicide. The Levush in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, says that part of the reason that you have to preserve your life is based upon the negative prohibition against committing suicide. It says when you don't take proper care of yourself, you're partially committing suicide. I want to read you a statement from the Kolbo on drinking. The Kolbo, or Rishon, Simon Memhei. What would you say is the worst isser in the Torah? If I asked people in this room to say the worst isser in the Torah, I'm sure some of you say Gilui Arayos, some would say Shvichas Damim, some would say Avodah Zara, some would say Lashon Hara. I doubt anybody in the room would say what the Kolbo says, but I've yet to find a man de Omar de Polig ala Kolbo. Nobody argues with this Kolbo. Hashikrus, getting drunk. The Gemara defines being drunk as having a revius of wine. Different levels of shichrus. Different risks on the different levels of shichrus. Isser gomur is absolutely forbidden. Just like a cheeseburger. Nobody in this room would think of having a cheeseburger. I wish I could say the same thing. I wish so hard that I could say the same thing about people drinking. Nobody in this room would have a cheeseburger. Not a doubt in my mind. And the Kolbo says that having shichrus is far worse than a cheeseburger. And I can't tell you how embarrassed I am when a nurse came up to me the day of Purim and said, after Nebuch, another obviously frum-looking boy is brought into the emergency room drunk and says, oh, it's the Jewish St. Patrick's Day. What a chilul Hashem. That could also be up there as the number one issue that somebody could possibly do. The Kolbo writes about drunkenness. Ein l'cha aveiro gidola mizu. There is no greater aveiro. He's not saying it's a good lifestyle, not a good lifestyle. He says, don't do it, it's not healthy. He says, there is no greater sin. No greater sin. Gedola mizu. Nothing is worse than getting drunk. Nothing. That's what the Kolbo says. He's a Risha. Why? Why so bad? Because Gorein, Legili Arayis, Shrichas Dam. Because if you get drunk, you're going to be over all sorts of Yisurim. And it's codified in Shulchan Aruch how terrible it is and all the terrible transgressions that a person can be over. Rachmana Litzlan. What I've tried to show you is general hashkafic ideas, specific general halachas about the importance of preserving one's life, and very specific examples. In 2 minutes, I will finish, but I want to just illustrate and mention a whole bunch of other examples that you need to know about and think about and talk about, because they're isurim if you do them. Without getting into the protein, that you need to ask your Rebbe, that you need to ask, maybe the Rebbe has to ask the scientist or the doctor, what's the state of the art? Obesity. I know you have some sessions on proper nutrition and eating. It's one of the major killers. Drug use. Read your Reb Moshe in 1 second. Reb Moshe says about drug use. Okay, he says marijuana. He's not talking about harder stuff. Pashut. Again, this is Reb Moshe talking. Dover Osur. Mikama ikare dinim batora. Smoking weed. That's what he's talking about. Marijuana usage. Allah has kama vakama. All sorts of other, far more dangerous medically. But if weed is usur, Allah has kama vakama, we say the hardest stuff is usur. Pashut. Reb Moshe says pashut. Mikama ikare. From many viewpoints. So again, don't tell me, oh, marijuana is not going to affect me. It's usur. Eating one cheeseburger is usur. It's not going to affect you. Your cholesterol is not going to go up from one cheeseburger. But it's usur. Nobody would eat the cheeseburger. So how can you smoke weed? It is usur. Not health-wise. It's usur to do so. That puts it in a different framework than just saying it's unhealthy. I'll give you examples that you can disagree with and you need to discuss interesting discussions with your rabbayim. Riding a motorcycle. You know what we call motorcycles in the hospital? Donor cycles. I have one of my hospital employees right now who just came back to work yesterday after 4 months being out from a motorcycle accident. He, Baruch Hashem, was wearing a helmet, so he didn't die. But he was out for 4 months, broke just about every bone from here and up. For those on the tape, from his chest and up. 4 months out of work. Helped the young guy otherwise. Nebuch, we all know people who've been hurt terribly, killed. Is it mutter? Is it also? You've got to ask your Rebbe to discuss what the risks are. Skiing. Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, my Rebbe, the Rebbe of your Rebbe, has paskin halacha l'maisa that you can't do it. I'm not saying that's your halacha l'maisa. But you need to understand that risky extreme sports and other dangerous activities could at least be something that is usur. The Noda Behuda has a famous tshuva about hunting, which is dangerous. Is it mutter or not? So he makes a huge distinction between doing activities for parnasa, where a person might be allowed to take a little bit of a risk, versus activities that you're doing for pleasure, where you're not allowed to take those same risks. I want to thank your wonderful yeshiva, your menal, all the rabbeim here for putting together such an important Yom Iyun. This is a halachic discussion based upon the medical and scientific facts as they're known today. The halacha never changes. Sometimes the medical facts do. And that's why you need to have a kesher with your rabbanim, with your rebbes, and know when to ask a shayla, how to ask a shayla. And when you ask for a psak halacha, to follow that psak halacha. I thank you for listening to me. I'd be happy to take questions. Yosher Koyach again to the yeshiva for putting this together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe we actually have a moment or two, because we're going to be going upstairs to the breakout. Maybe there's a moment or two. Does anyone have any medical-related question about the Torah's view on some activity? Does anyone have any questions they might want to ask Rabbi Glad about something that came up? Don't all volunteer once. Yes!
Why doesn't the Torah want to donate organs?
question, for those that might not have heard it, is why doesn't the Torah want you to donate organs? So I'll throw that back to you and say, who says the Torah doesn't want you to donate organs? That is a complex halachic discussion. Under many circumstances, it is considered a great chesed and the mitzvah to donate organs. There are numerous complicated and complex components to that question that I don't have the time to go to right now. But suffice to say that under certain circumstances, it is usur to donate certain organs. And under certain circumstances, it is kuli amal o pligi. Everybody agrees that it is permissible to donate organs, certain organs. And then there's a huge middle ground where some poskim can say yes and some poskim can say no. It's a good question, but it's a very complex answer.
Maybe I'm glad you could relate to the issue of, under those circumstances that it's forbidden. Like, that was the question, why would it be forbidden?
There are a number of reasons why it would be forbidden. The biggest problem is that there is the potential for ritzicha, for murder, under certain situations, for certain organs to be donated. You have to, according to some situations, everybody, according to some situations, some poskim have to kill the donor in order to get his organ. And that you're not allowed to do. There are other reasons as well, but that's the primary reason. When that doesn't come into play, so then the vast majority of poskim, and I think the vast, if not the 100% majority of living poskim today, would allow an organ to be donated that doesn't involve ritzicha.
We're ready to flip it. 2 more minutes. Any other last question? Yes.
Imagine most people do not eat a cheeseburger because the Rabbanim have determined that it's unkosher. That's accepted. So when the Rabbanim say cigarette smoking is unkosher, and therefore when you see a pack of Marlboro, it has to have an OU on it, and if it doesn't have an OU on it, no one will smoke cigarettes.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the vast majority of living poskim today will tell you outright, I'm not a posek, if somebody were to come up to me, I will tell you it is 100% usur to smoke. But don't listen to me. Listen to the great poskim who have published. Listen to your Rebbe. I tell everybody, go ask your Rebbe. Follow what your Rebbe says. Follow what the Rav of your shul says. I don't have any worry that any of them will say that it's not usur to smoke today.
Any final questions? One last question. Yes.
The question was, is it permissible under any circumstance to have a do not resuscitate order on a patient? Again, that's a 2-hour minimum introduction discussion. I'll answer it. I'll regel achas. Absolutely yes. There are certainly circumstances for which it is, I think, a chiyuv to write do not resuscitate. There certainly are circumstances where it is permissible to write do not resuscitate. And there certainly are circumstances where I think it is usur to write do not resuscitate. So I know that clearly answers your question. But that's the beauty of halacha. You do often have two extreme positions that are clear-cut, and where the middle ground is what makes the Pilpul Shel Torah such a wonderful activity to spend a secular holiday on discussing.
Thank you very much.